News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
I'm Tom King, WSAU News. The team of UN inspectors who were looking into the alleged chemical weapons attack in Syria are in Lebanon. They crossed the border earlier today. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says their final report may not be ready for a couple of weeks. The world is waiting to see if the U.S. launches a military strike on Syria. President Obama says the attack presents a challenge to the world. Today marks 16 years since the death of Princess Diana. She and her boyfriend were killed in a car accident in Paris. The accident had been the focus of scrutiny as it was first blamed on paparazzi chasing the couple, but later blamed on their driver being drunk. Scotland Yard recently revealed they were looking into some new information which claimed that Diana was murdered by a member of the British military. Reports differ on whether former South African President Nelson Mandela has been released from the hospital. South Africa's presidency now says the reports of his discharge are incorrect. Several news outlets around the world had earlier reported Mandela had returned to his Johannesburg home. Ford is recalling more than 370,000 vehicles due to a problem that could lead to a loss of steering. The vehicles involved in the recall are 2005 to 2011 model year Crown Victorias, Mercury Grand Marquis, and Lincoln Town Cars. The automakers say the lower portion of the steering shaft could corrode, causing the steering failure. A traffic crash southwest of Marshfield yesterday killed one person and injured four others. Wood County Sheriff's investigators say the crash happened at the intersection of Highways N and B just before 9 in the morning. 40-year-old Paul Feenstra of Marshfield was killed when he failed to yield at a stop sign and hit a van driven by 38-year-old Connie Cullen. Cullen and her children, who were passengers in her car, were taken to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Feenstra was pronounced dead at the scene. A pair of Republican state senators want to allow Gogebic Taconite to restrict public access around the site of their proposed mine in northern Wisconsin. Andrew Beckett has more.
The bill from State Senators Glenn Grothman and Tom Tiffany would allow a company to close down land in the state's managed forest program if it has notified the DNR that it intends to file an application for an iron mining permit in that area. Land enrolled in the program is privately owned, but the public typically has access for hiking, hunting, and other outdoor activities. The measure would allow Gogebic Taconite to block access to the site in Iron and Ashland counties, where the company is exploring opening a large open-pit mine. Work crews and groups protesting the mine have clashed frequently in recent months. A Senate committee is scheduled a hearing on the bill for next Wednesday. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Marshfield man found guilty of killing his ex-girlfriend will be sentenced in 2.5 months. 21-year-old Gabriel Campos has been convicted of killing 19-year-old Massey McCullough nearly a year ago. Campos planned to withdraw his guilty plea but decided not to. According to the complaint, he slit McCullough's throat and stabbed her several times. Sentencing for Campos will be November 19th in Wood County Circuit Court. And your help is needed to find a missing Clark County man. 22-year-old Eric Lindgren has been missing since Wednesday. Friends and family have been unsuccessful in their efforts to find him. Law enforcement and emergency services staff have joined several volunteers in the search. Anyone that has seen Eric Lindgren since Wednesday is urged to contact law enforcement. The Clark County Sheriff's Department number is 800-743-2420. That's news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.